the wood in spring. Have you ever stood in an April wood and called the new year in? The foliage is lush and deep, and between the trees spring the last daffodils and the first bluebells. There are primroses and cowslips on the path edge, and deeper in the woods, the leaves are young and green as fresh as mint and curling and stretching after their winter sleep. The sun is out and warm, but the sky is filled with fluffy clouds. It has recently rained, but not now, and the rainfall made the air fresh and clean. Ahead, the path rises between the grassy banks and the roots of hawthorn coming into blossom, and blackthorn, a yellow-white dust dying away on the black spiky branches. Above in the trees, building their nests are the noisy rooks, and nearby their sharp staccato calls ringing out their neighbours, the loud jackdaws. When the breeze rises, they fly up like handfuls of black confetti and dance and swing on the wind just for the joy of it. And there, landing, looking up curiously, not 5 feet away, is a robin, red-breasted, bright-eyed, wondering if you're going to throw him a little bit of bread and some cheese. A slow worm wriggles surprisingly fast from the grass, and lizard-like, snakes its way across the damp soil embedded with pebbles of pink granite and grey slate, until it disappears again between the shiny, spiky leaves of ramsons that look like they've been waxed. And everywhere, yellow celandine and white stitchwort and daisies and creeping buttercups. Soon, there will be clover, first white, and then later in the year, purple. The odd, brave bumblebee buzzes around the flowerheads, buffeted by the breeze until you walk on. And there ahead is a stone wall laid dry with no mortar by the hands of careful craftsmen. First, 200 years ago, and still repaired by their sons and sons of sons and sons of sons of sons and daughters. And as you get close to the mossy wall, you see a gap, and through that gap is a field barn built of grey slate. And you squeeze through the gap and onto the lush green grass of the field, disturbing some cows in the middle distance who lift their heads from grazing, and then, seeing you are no threat, get back to the grass. And there is a doorway to the field barn, and within the field barn are bales of straw, and you feel tired after your long walk through the wood in spring. So you sling your backpack from your back and climb up first on one bale, then on the next, until you're on the top and out of sight of anyone who might come in. But right by your head is a window, a hole in the slate wall, and through that hole you see the wood, and beyond that wood you see the mountains, and on those mountains is still snow, snow thawing, snow in patches, snow melting to feed the spring streams and lakes, but still snow. And above the mountains on the ridgeline, a golden eagle soars. And you're warm and cozy lying on the straw, and you're out of the wind, but not of the sun. And the spring sun comes in, all gentle, and strokes you with his warmth, and comforts you, and makes you cozy, and the breeze is fresh, and the tops of the trees sway, and the jackdaws call, and the doves coo from somewhere up above, and you feel sleepy, so you sleep, yes, you sleep, safe, contented, calm. There will always be spring. This one will last a while. And then there'll be summer. And then autumn. And then the many-lighted winter, with its glittering trees and sparkling angels. And then spring again. There'll always be spring. It has never ended. It never will. Neither will you. So sleep safe. Sleep sound. The universe is watching you. You are its child, and it will keep you safe. So sleep. 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 The wood in spring. Have you ever stood in an April wood and called the new year in? The foliage is lush and deep, and between the trees spring the last daffodils and the first bluebells. There are primroses and cowslips on the path edge, and deeper in the woods the leaves are young and green as fresh as mint and curling and stretching after their winter sleep. The sun is out and warm, but the sky is filled with fluffy clouds. It has recently rained, but not now, and the rainfall made the air fresh and clean. Ahead, the path rises between the grassy banks and the roots of hawthorn coming into blossom, and blackthorn, a yellow-white dust dying away on the black spiky branches. Above in the trees, building their nests are the noisy rooks, and nearby their sharp staccato calls ringing out their neighbours, the loud jackdaws. When the breeze rises, they fly up like handfuls of black confetti and dance and swing on the wind just for the joy of it. And there, landing, looking up curiously, not 5 feet away, is a robin, red-breasted, bright-eyed, wondering if you're going to throw him a little bit of bread and some cheese. A slow worm wriggles surprisingly fast from the grass and lizard-like snakes its way across the damp soil embedded with pebbles of pink granite and grey slate until it disappears again between the shiny, spiky leaves of ramsons that look like they've been waxed. And everywhere, yellow celandine and white stitchwort and daisies and creeping buttercups. Soon, there will be clover, first white, and then later in the year, purple. The odd, brave bumblebee buzzes around the flower heads, buffeted by the breeze until you walk on. And there ahead is a stone wall laid dry with no mortar by the hands of careful craftsmen. First, 200 years ago, and still repaired by their sons and sons of sons and sons of sons of sons and daughters. And as you get close to the mossy wall, you see a gap, and through that gap is a field barn built of grey slate. And you squeeze through the gap and onto the lush green grass of the field, disturbing some cows in the middle distance who lift their heads from grazing, and then, seeing you are no threat, get back to the grass. And there is a doorway to the field barn, and within the field barn are bales of straw, and you feel tired after your long walk through the wood in spring. So, you sling your backpack from your back and climb up first on one bale, then on the next until you're on the top and out of sight of anyone who might come in. But right by your head is a window, a hole in the slate wall, and through that hole you see the wood And beyond that wood, you see the mountains. And on those mountains is still snow. Snow thawing. Snow in patches. Snow melting to feed the spring streams and lakes. But still snow. And above the mountains on the ridgeline, a golden eagle soars. And you're warm and cozy lying on the straw, and you're out of the wind, but not of the sun. And the spring sun comes in, all gentle, and strokes you with his warmth, and comforts you, and makes you cozy, and the breeze is fresh, and the tops of the trees sway. And the jackdaws call, and the doves coo from somewhere up above, and you feel sleepy. So you sleep, yes, you sleep, safe, contented, calm. There will always be spring. This one will last a while. And then there'll be summer. And then autumn. And then the many-lighted winter. With its glittering trees and sparkling angels. And then, spring again. There'll always be spring. It has never ended. It never will. Neither will you. So sleep safe. Sleep sound. The universe is watching you. You are its child. And it will keep you safe. So sleep. 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 The wood in spring. Have you ever stood in an April wood and called the new year in? The foliage is lush and deep, and between the trees spring the last daffodils and the first bluebells. There are primroses and cowslips on the path edge, and deeper in the woods the leaves are young and green as fresh as mint and curling and stretching after their winter sleep. The sun is out and warm, but the sky is filled with fluffy clouds. It has recently rained, but not now, and the rainfall made the air fresh and clean. Ahead, the path rises between the grassy banks and the roots of hawthorn coming into blossom, and blackthorn, a yellow-white dust dying away on the black spiky branches. Above in the trees, building their nests are the noisy rooks, and nearby, their sharp staccato calls ringing out, their neighbours, the loud jackdaws. When the breeze rises, they fly up like handfuls of black confetti and dance and swing on the wind just for the joy of it. And there, landing, looking up curiously, not 5 feet away, is a robin, red-breasted, bright-eyed. Wondering if you're going to throw him a little bit of bread and some cheese. A slow worm wriggles surprisingly fast from the grass and lizard-like snakes its way across the damp soil embedded with pebbles of pink granite and grey slate until it disappears again between the shiny, spiky leaves of ramsons that look like they've been waxed. And everywhere, yellow celandine and white stitchwort, and daisies and creeping buttercups. Soon, there will be clover, first white, and then later in the year, purple. The odd, brave bumblebee buzzes around the flower heads, buffeted by the breeze until you walk on. And there ahead, is a stone wall laid dry with no mortar by the hands of careful craftsmen, first 200 years ago, and still repaired by their sons and sons of sons and sons of sons of sons and daughters. And as you get close to the mossy wall, you see a gap, and through that gap is a field barn built of grey slate. And you squeeze through the gap and onto the lush green grass of the field, disturbing some cows in the middle distance who lift their heads from grazing, and then, seeing you are no threat, get back to the grass. And there is a doorway to the field barn, and within the field barn are bales of straw, and you feel tired after your long walk through the wood in spring. So you sling your backpack from your back and climb up first on one bale, then on the next, until you're on the top and out of sight of anyone who might come in. But right by your head is a window, a hole in the slate wall, and through that hole you see the wood, and beyond that wood you see the mountains, and on those mountains is still snow, snow thawing, snow in patches, snow melting to feed the spring streams and lakes, but still snow. And above the mountains on the ridgeline, a golden eagle soars. And you're warm and cozy lying on the straw, and you're out of the wind, but not of the sun. And the spring sun comes in, all gentle, and strokes you with his warmth, and comforts you, and makes you cozy, and the breeze is fresh, and the tops of the trees sway, and the jackdaws call, and the doves coo from somewhere up above, and you feel sleepy, so you sleep. Yes, you sleep, safe, contented, calm. There will always be spring. This one will last a while. And then there'll be summer. And then autumn. And then the many-lighted winter, with its glittering trees and sparkling angels. And then spring again. There'll always be spring. It has never ended. It never will. Neither will you. So sleep safe. Sleep sound. The universe is watching you. You are its child, and it will keep you safe. So sleep. Sleep. Sleep.